Chapter 5. The next afternoon I went to call on Miss Barclay again. She was not in the garden, and I went to the side door of the villa where the ambulances drove up. Inside I saw the head nurse, who said Miss Barclay was on duty. "There's a ward on, you know." I said I knew. "You're the American in the Italian army?" she asked. "Yes, ma'am." "How did you happen to do that? Why didn't you join up with us?" "I don't know," I said. "Could I join now?" "I'm afraid not now. Tell me, why did you join up with the Italians?"
"I was in Italy," I said, "and I spoke Italian."
"Oh," she said. "I'm learning it. It's a beautiful language."
"Somebody said you should be able to learn it in 2 weeks."
"Oh, I'll not learn it in 2 weeks. I've studied it for months now."
"You may come and see her after 7 o'clock if you wish. She'll be off then. But don't bring a lot of Italians."
"Not even for the beautiful language?"
"No.
Nor for the beautiful uniforms."
"Good evening," I said.
"Arrivederci, tenente."
"Arrivederla." I saluted and went out. It was impossible to salute foreigners as an Italian without embarrassment. The Italian salute never seemed made for export.